Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
We're going to talk about this new EU report now because it was put together by farmers' groups, environmentalists and lobbyists, and it recognises that Europeans eat far more red meat than scientists recommend. And you might remember the huge farmer protests across Europe earlier this year when they said the EU Green Deal was pushing them to the brink of viability. Well, the report was ordered by the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to help quell those protests, and the end result now is this broad agreement that says diets need to change and farmers should be supported to move away from raising beef. So what does that mean for Ireland and for Irish agriculture? Well, we're joined now by Sive O'Neill, climate and environmental researcher, and Jackie Cahill, Fianna Fáil TD and chair of the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee. So Sive, the report tells us not only do we eat too much meat in Ireland, but Europeans are eating too much meat too. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. This is a very significant report, Claire. This dialogue was announced last year by President of the Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and it was launched, the process was launched last January in the lead up to the European elections, when there was a lot of debate about agri-food policy and a lot of controversy, and it wasn't obvious that there was going to be a consensus. But in fact, this report does represent a consensus that the future of farming in Europe needs to address the challenges of climate change and biodiversity and diet. Sustainable diets is a critical part of that.
And the extraordinary thing is that this has been agreed by all of the parties involved. So the farmers, the lobbyists, the environmentalists. There's broad agreement on this. Is that
right? There is a complete consensus behind this report. The dialogue consisted of agri-food producers, the farming organisations, environmental groups, academia and scientists. And it agreed on a set of political principles that, and the first of these is, I think, very significant, that the time for change is now. It recognises that economic, environmental and social sustainability need to reinforce each other, and that there needs to be a shift towards balanced diets. Now, the diet part, by the way, is just one aspect of a multi-pronged set of recommendations. But it is important because instead of just looking at consumers in isolation from producers, the report recommends that the two need to be brought together, and we need kind of coherent policies that involve the implementation of existing environmental rules, but also working to fund farmers to make the transitions.
So what do you think it means for Irish farmers and producers?
Well, first of all, the recommendations of this report will need to be adopted by the Commission and by Member States. So the first thing is the Irish government needs to accept this report, take on board its recommendations. One of the recommendations in relation to sustainable diets is particularly relevant to Ireland because we have different organisations promoting agri-food exports and we have no dietary guidelines that address the issue of sustainability. So the report has specific recommendations around that, that Member States should encourage sustainable, balanced and healthy diets. And that is the first thing that should be on the cabinet agenda because it's those three ministries involved, health, agriculture and environment.
OK, I want to bring in Jackie at this point because, Jackie, there's no doubt if this is followed through on, it's going to be a big shift for farmers because we have everyone around the table now putting their name to a report that boldly says we're eating too much meat. Where do you think it leaves Irish farmers who produce beef?
Well, first of all, this is a report that will now go into the parliamentary process, into the Commission, into the Parliament and into our own individual parliaments. So, you know, we're just at the beginning of the discussions on the next CAP. And always, you know, at the start of this, there's a lot of different reports done. And this is, you know, this is a series. And, you know, I've been involved in a lot of CAP negotiations. So we're just at the start of these negotiations.
So you're saying don't mind it. Don't mind the report.
No, I'm not saying that at all. There's full acceptance out there that we need sustainable food production. And I think we have to recognise that food security also has to be on the agenda. And food security has been forgotten about because, you know, Europe is self-sufficient. We got a scare when the war in Ukraine happened. But, you know, that has been quickly forgotten. But we have 1 billion people in the world today starving. And that has to be talked about as well. And yes, we have to produce food here. Obviously, we need a healthy diet. And, you know, we have the longest age expectancy in Europe, in the EU at the moment, in Ireland. So I think our diet is measuring up very, very well.
So you're saying that, are you saying that there is no issue with consuming red meat? Because we know the HSE says processed meats in particular are associated with bowel cancer. The NHS says eating too much processed meat and red meat also increases your risk of colorectal cancers.
I'm not saying that some minor changes to diet won't be helpful, but what I'm saying is that we have the largest, we have the highest life expectancy within the EU, so I think we're doing a lot of things right. And a balanced diet is the way to go. I was on the National Dairy Council for a number of years, which, you know, promotes healthy, and everything has to be done in moderation. But dairy and beef will always be part of a healthy diet, and that will continue into the future. Mm-hmm. But the relevance of CAP and the has to be on the agenda.
Okay, and we'll talk about CAP in a moment, but just on that, red meat always needs to be part of a healthy diet, Sive.
Well, that is debatable. I mean, many people will say, and experts will say, that it's possible to have a very balanced and healthy diet without the use of red meat at all. It can, of course, play a role as part of the proteins that we need. The thing is that dietary experts are in agreement that we are eating too much red meat. And that isn't the only problem. We have a difficulty with our general food choices and the prevalence of ultra-processed foods. So when we're looking at diet, the focus shouldn't be exclusively on the role of meat and dairy, but looking holistically at what we need as a population to optimise our diet and health. And that really means focusing on a plant-based approach in the first instance, with a small role for meat and dairy. Now, the dietary experts disagree on the amount that you should take that would be consistent with sustainable production. That's, you know, when you aggregate it to the whole the whole of Europe. But there is an agreement that there is far too much meat in the European diet generally. So, and we have a very high level of heart disease and other colorectal cancers and things like that in the Irish population. So I wouldn't agree that we don't have a lot of work to do to optimise the Irish diet.
Okay, Jackie, would you accept then that we should be eating less red meat than we currently are? Do you accept that?
No, as I said, we have the largest life expectancy within Europe, within the EU. And I accept that we have to, you know, a balanced diet is essential, and we might have some minor adjustments to that. But I think in general, our food balance is correct.
And you think that we can continue in Ireland to produce the amount of beef that we currently do?
Most definitely, because there's a growing demand out there for it. Climate change is unfortunately happening around the world, and that's a fact of life. And we have the ability to produce food in this country, and hopefully we will be allowed to do that without hindrance.
Sive, you're shaking your head.
Well, it's just frustrating to hear Jackie, frankly, just repeating the same old arguments that the livestock industry has been making for a long time in Ireland. This report recognises that change is necessary. This report recognises that change is necessary, and it sets out some very interesting ideas that I think the farming organisations should be engaging with. The establishment of a new nature restoration fund, the establishment of a just transition fund for agriculture, a shift away from CAP payments that are territory-based towards viability and income-based payments. These are all really progressive changes that are aligning the agri-food policies in Europe with what we need to combat climate change and biodiversity loss. And the reality is, if we do not make these changes, we are on a pathway towards ecological disaster, and we will not be resilient when food yields start dropping as a result of drought and weather extremes. So in order to face the future, we need to accept the reality that livestock farming and our export-based model is not sustainable, and it's not going to deliver the kind of incomes and resilience that Irish farmers, especially younger farmers, need as they face into a very uncertain
future.
Okay,
Jackie, your response to that?
Well, first of all, we have a moral obligation to produce food, and we'll continue that moral obligation to do it. We have the ability in this country to feed 60 million people. We will continue to do that. We can produce food in a very sustainable way. Our food is prized all over the
world.
When
you say food, just to be clear, Jackie, you mean beef?
I mean beef and dairy, which are our traditional products here in this country. That's what we're best at. We're best in the world at it, and we will continue to be best in the world at it. Yes, you know, diets will change going forward, but dairy and beef will always play an important part in people's diet all across the EU and the Western world.
But you don't accept then that we need to change what we produce. We need at least
farming,
to modify the amount of beef.
Farming is constantly changing. But there will be huge demand always for dairy and beef from this country. It's a natural food. We have our origin green here. We produce it in a very sustainable way. There will always be demand for that out there. We see record prices at the moment for dairy products. Butter has reached an all-time high in the last couple of weeks. And most welcome
just because
with increased
people,
cost of production and
just,
farmers
just
need.
Just because people want it, Jackie, doesn't mean that we should continue to produce it. I mean, we know that our lakes and rivers are polluted in this country.
You'll get an awful lot of medical experts that will certify that dairy and beef are an important part of any balanced diet. We have put an awful lot of we have done an awful lot of improvements at farm levels to try and improve water quality going forward. Farmers understand fully that they have to adapt and change, and you know, water quality, our environment is that our farmers are the custodian of that environment, and they will do everything they can to make sure that going forward we do adapt and we do change, okay, but we continue to produce sustainable food.
So is there a way to continue to produce beef at the level that we do but change the way we do it so that it is sustainable?
Well, I feel a bit like a broken record. I've been in this studio many times discussing this point, and the reality is that we are importing the vast bulk of the fruit and vegetables that we consume in Ireland. We are not sustainable and self-sufficient in our food production. We are exporting a lot of beef and dairy, but at great cost to our environment. It takes an awful lot more land, water and other resources to produce this kind of protein, and there are limits to what the land can provide without exceeding planetary boundaries, without exceeding water-based limits as well. So we're going to have to change. We are producing far too much at too high a cost. And the reality is that the systems of production and the systems of, you know, consumption are not connected in a healthy and sustainable way.
Well, Jackie,
this report
says,
is a really important way.
We have a moral obligation to feed people beyond our shores.
Well, I think it's unrealistic for a small island to be taking upon itself the responsibility of feeding the world. And even that claim is not substantiated by the way we are exporting very highly processed milk powders that are then reconstituted and sold as milk in African countries and displacing local producers of milk. So I don't think that if you look through an ethical lens at Irish agricultural policy, that it stacks up. I think we are actually imposing a burden on the environment and on people in developing countries where we export our products, and it's not always to their benefit. There are limits to what we can produce. It's likely that Ireland will always be a net exporter of beef and dairy because we do have good sort of agricultural conditions for exporting those products. But it doesn't mean that we can keep expanding ad infinitum. There are limits. They must be respected for our sake and for our children's sake, because otherwise we are handing them an environment that won't be able to produce anything.
But if we change, and if farmers are asked to change, Jackie, what they produce, do you think that will make it difficult then for young people to take up farming and to see it as a viable career for them?
As I said, what we are best at in the world at is producing. The funding of CAP is a huge issue, and the funding of CAP has dropped very alarmingly over the last couple of years, and that is an issue, and that's an issue that needs to be discussed. Like, you know, you talk about restoration of land and designation of land. You know, a lot of that has happened around the countryside. And what it has done, it has reduced the capital value of that land by 80% with absolutely no compensation to the landowners that have happened to. And this is something I've raised on it all on numerous occasions. And like, we are in discussions on restoration now. And we got, when we made our decision in the Dáil, we were wasted on figures that were inaccurate by 60% on the emissions that were going from peatland. So the science is changing, and it's changing at an alarming rate. And even the environmentalists, you know, come back to us, you know, with different assumptions when they do more research. I keep going back to, and you know, you talked about Africa there. The people in Africa depend on our milk powder in order to stave off starvation. And, you know, the ONUA do a very good job in getting that product to those less developed countries. And hopefully, and while I have any say in it, Ireland will continue to provide food and produce sustainable food.
Can I come back to the CAP payments and the viable future side for farmers? So really, if you want buy-in across the board here for farmers, you're going to have to change the way they are supported and the way they are paid, because the current model doesn't fit with the aim of reducing the amount of meat that people consume, right?
This is true, but in fact, one of the great things about this report is that it addresses that dilemma head on, and it recognises that the CAP payment system needs to change away from area-based payments towards income and viability test. It also proposes to establish a kind of rural-based test so that, you know, policies can be measured against their impact on specific areas, because obviously there is such diversity in farm types across the European continent. But the main thing is that it proposes to set up two new funds. So when we were debating the Nature Restoration Law, the farmers' organisations reasonably argued that there was no finance available for farmers to make this transition.
And we were told that was going to come after the law.
And
was,
this
was
is
agreed.
Where it is. So this is what's being proposed now. And it's up to the Commission and the Member States to establish this fund, a just transition fund and a fund for the nature restoration projects. And there's nothing stopping Ireland, for example, putting some of that Apple tax money into a fund straight away to support farmers. It is reasonable to expect that if farmers are being asked to transition, especially farmers that have incurred debts as a result of our expansion of the dairy herd, that we support them financially and compensate them if necessary and if it's reasonable to do so.
Supported and paid for doing what? For doing nothing with the land?
Well, there's a variety of things that needs to happen. So in certain areas, we're going to see some agricultural soils involved in some re-wetting, which may or may not affect the farming of livestock. It depends on the area. Secondly, we're going to have to increase the number of farms farmed organically. That's a transition process for that land. We need to start measuring and monitoring soil fertility and also carbon sequestration in soils. We're going to have to get farmers more involved in agroforestry and forestry and also in the production of cereals, fruit and vegetables. So these are all obvious things that will boost our resilience as a country. But our current system is really lopsided. It supports the livestock sector at the expense of all those other things.
So there's opportunity there, Jackie, would you concede?
The driving force of economic Ireland at the moment is our dairy and beef industries. We are doing that more sustainably than anyone else. To try and replace those with these restoration schemes, etc., is just not feasible.
But Jackie, your own government.
Just to be finished.
No, but
we got figures on restoration and on re-wetting of land and the emissions that was coming from peat soils that were totally inaccurate.
But you're having an old argument.
Farmers in rural Ireland aren't going to accept this. We're not going to be turned. Our land isn't going to be turned idle. We will do things sustainably. We accept fully that we have to adapt to climate change. But we're not going to stop production.
But your own
in rural Ireland.
Yeah. If you'll just allow me to speak.
Jackie,
when you're ready, there.
A long way to go.
All right, Jackie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Maybe you can't hear me.
If you can,
your own government has agreed a 25% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions for agriculture by 2030. So saying that you're not going to change and address this is going against what your government has already agreed to do.
We will meet those targets. We'll adapt. We'll meet those. We'll definitely meet those targets. And we'll do it when producing food sustainably.
Okay, but you'll continue to produce as much beef as you always have done.
And daring.
All right, we'll leave it there. That's Jackie Cahill, Fianna Fáil TD, and Sive O'Neill, who's a climate and environmental researcher. We will be back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.